Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Tech with Jess.
With Renault, tech forward design, Google built in, and up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.
Well, it wouldn't take AI to deduce that the second voice that you heard there was none other than Jess Kelly, our tech correspondent. Jess, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, we've loads of questions coming in, but here's your fundamental theme.
Yes.
Algorithms and the fact that you can control what happens to you.
Yes. We recently did Behind the Screens, which is our digital parenting roadshow. We went around the country and met with parents. And one of the things that cropped up time and again was that parents didn't like the content their kids were watching. And they felt powerless to this. I, in recent weeks, have been flooded with ads for skinny teas and medication for women in their 30s, all of this stuff. And it can be quite overwhelming to get bombarded with the same stuff time and again.
And that's because you looked it up once, maybe.
It's because they assume I'm a woman in my 30s. So I must obviously want to lose weight. That's what happens. These algorithms make assumptions based on you, based on the age that you put in, your location, and then also content that you watch. So if you watch a video for more than 3 seconds, the algorithm assumes you're really into this. Let me give you some more of that. And it can become this proper echo chamber. It can be very overwhelming, but the good news is that there's something you can do about it. This is something that I do quite often, and it's something that I would recommend everybody do as well as their kids. And that is resetting the algorithm.
So how do I do it?
Okay, if you're on Instagram or TikTok, which are the two sort of big platforms in this country, what you need to do on Instagram is you go to your profile. There's 3 lines in the top right-hand corner. You tap on those, you go down to content preferences. And what you do is you swipe the toggle to reset your content preferences. Really important to note and really important to explain to your children and your teens if they're doing this. You're not going to lose the people who you follow. What you're going to do is reset all of those assumptions that the algorithm has made about you. So when you go onto your Explore page or when videos are fed to you, it's going to be a mishmash of everything and it'll restart to learn again. So all of a sudden, if you start watching videos about guitars, all of your feed will be about guitars.
Sure.
And it's a very simple thing to do. It's very similar on TikTok. Again, you go to your profile, you go to content, you go to content settings, and then you just reset the content's preferences. It takes a matter of seconds. It's a really good thing to do for your brain, particularly at this time of year.
Okay, YouTube?
YouTube can be done as well. And this is something for parents of younger children who might, even if they have YouTube Kids, but if you go to myactivity.google.com, this is my favorite portal on the internet. You can go in and you can see every single piece of information that Google has on you. And within that, you can go into your YouTube settings. So you can delete every YouTube search that you've ever made, but you can also, again, reset your preferences. It's worth noting that you can go in further into that myactivity.google.com portal and you can take control of the ads that you can that you see. So I have my ad personalization turned off because I don't want ads fed to me based on something I've Googled once. And it's just something if you're maybe a bit of an impulse online shopper. If you're someone who doesn't like seeing the same thing time and again, maybe you look for something because you needed help or advice or whatever it is, and all of a sudden your ads are feeding this, you can take control. So again, it's myactivity.google.com.
And does that apply to Google search engine itself?
Exactly, exactly it. So anything that's there, anything that you've done on any of the Google products can be controlled within there. Things like your Google map history, everything is within that portal, but just take a few minutes and take the control back.
Now, the question's coming in thick and fast from Eva in Cork. I'm looking for a call mom type watch for an 11-year-old and a 10-year-old. I do not want internet access. I prefer one without a camera if possible. What would you recommend?
So Vodafone had a kid's watch. There's also a Fitbit one, but I don't know if the Fitbit Junior has the call functionality. What's really important to note here is if you wanted to have that call functionality, you will need to have a SIM card.
Yeah.
So you will be getting onto a price plan. So if you, as the parent are on a bill plan already, what I would do is look about getting an add-on to your existing plan. So I'd get onto Vodafone if they're not your network already.
Yeah, and the technology that you have, the hardware?
So again, you get the watches. So it's very specific watches. Very specific watches have that functionality in this country at the moment. So it's very much what the bundle is, I suppose.
My six-year-old Android Galaxy A10 phone is very slow to charge now. I wonder, do I need to replace it? And if so, would you recommend a suitable replacement? I don't play games or need a good camera. That's from Carmel.
Yeah, so a phone that old, you probably do. There is a limited lifespan on those batteries. So look at something like the Samsung A56, which is kind of the newer version of the phone that you have. It'll do all the things that you need it to do, but it also has a really good battery.
Now, some of the older phones, you can take the battery out. And
you
therefore,
can.
Is it worth replacing them?
You can. With a phone like that, so more modern phones, they have to adhere to that right to repair, in that they have to have repairability built in by nature. With a phone like this, by the time you get the part, so the battery, because it's a bit older, and then you pay for the labour, you may be better off getting a new phone. Now, if you're sentimental about it, or if you want to keep it, it's worth sussing out, but I do think it would probably cost more than a new phone.
What's the best, most reasonably priced Chromebook with a keypad for kids, Prezzies? I have two kids, 9 and 11, that want a device, and Chromebooks look like the best hybrid, and I'd like parental controls.
Yeah, so the good thing here is that Santa knows all of this already. But just so you know what might be under the tree at Christmas, HP do great ones and they're in fun colours for kids. What's great is that sometimes Santa will put the parental controls in place already by using Google Family Link, which is completely free. So when the device is set up, it can be tied to an email address already associated with the house and you can put parental controls in that way.
I was wondering which would be better to buy, a Samsung Galaxy Book 4 Edge for €549, you mentioned it last week, or an Acer Aspire Chromebook. I know you mentioned the Acer laptops are a very good brand.
It's very much splitting hairs. It depends on what you'd want the device to do. That Samsung one is phenomenal. I was looking at it again the other day. The spec sheet on it is incredible. That is a really good price for it too. So personally, if it was me and my money, I would buy the Samsung.
Thinking of getting a new phone, Redmi 15C. Would Jess recommend them? They're a reliable phone with a pretty decent storage capacity. Not looking to splash out hundreds on a new phone. Would Jess think the Redmi 15C is good value?
Yeah, the Redmi. So that's one of the Chinese brands that kind of goes under the radar a little bit. But there's Redmi, there's Oppo, there's Honor. They are all excellent phones. So yes, it is a very good deal. It's a lovely screen on that phone as well.
Can Jess recommend a reasonable pair of wireless headphones, or are headphones better? Earphones or headphones? I'm afraid they'd get nicked if you were out walking by passing cyclists or people on scooters. You know, if you've got the on-ears,
the
they're
Mickey
big
Mouse
and bulky,
ones, yeah.
Just whip them off.
Yeah, I personally wear the in-ear headphones. I really, really like them. I've worn them for years. Do you know what I'm using at the moment, actually, and they're very affordable, are the Google Pixel Buds 2A. So these are, they're not the best in terms of the spec and the sound isn't going to be phenomenal. But for me, in terms of going for a waddle around the place, they have noise cancellation. You can take your calls. They are so incredibly comfortable and the battery life is decent too.
Question for Jess. My sister lives in Boston. I'm thinking of asking her to buy me a SIM-free iPhone 17 when she's home for Christmas. Obviously a lot cheaper there. Will it work without any issues in Ireland?
It should do. So the one thing to note, I think the iPhones that are sold in America are SIM card free.
Mm-hmm.
So you'd need to get an eSIM. I would need to double check. As far as I know, it does work, but I can't say for certain. So if you want to email me, techtalk@newstalk.com, I will check it out and I'll let you know.
And a final one, could you ask Jess to recommend, please, where I could bring my iPad for a new screen and check up on it because it's very slow lately, and how much would that kind of service cost?
So it depends on how old the iPad is. There are select stores. They're the authorized Apple retailer in this country. I don't know where in the country you're based, but they do have shops around the place. So that would be my recommendation. And I would imagine it could be anywhere from 150 to 200 quid.
All right. Finally, next Friday?
Yes, next Friday we are doing the Great Big Gadget Gift Guide here on the Pat Kenny Show from 11 a.m. We will have gifts from under €30, under €150, and the Notions gifts will have something for everyone. We'll be streaming it live on YouTube and of course right here on News Talk as well.
Tech with Jess.
With Renault. Tech forward design. Google built in. And up to 50 apps. Rethink Renault.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.